This is day 52 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards, and we're on the subject of saving faith, chapter 14 of the Confession. We'll start with question 86 in the shorter catechism. What is faith in Jesus Christ? Answer: faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is offered to us in the Gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace, according to Hebrews 10:39, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul, whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He is offered to us in the Gospel, John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee. Trust ye in the Lord there forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Philippians 3:9, And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. When we studied justification, we looked at question 72 in the larger catechism. It could also fit in here, so let's just review it briefly. Question 72, what is justifying faith? Answer, justifying faith is a saving grace wrought in the heart of a sinner by the Spirit and Word of God, whereby he, being convinced of his sin and misery, and of the disability in himself and all other creatures, to recover him out of his lost condition, not only assenteth to the truth of the promise of the gospel, but receiveth and resteth upon Christ and his righteousness, therein held forth, for pardon of sin, and for the accepting and accounting of his person righteous in the sight of God for salvation. And since we read all of the scripture proof texts under justification, we'll go ahead to chapter 14 of the Westminster Confession of Faith. Section 1 says, the grace of faith, whereby the elect are enabled to believe to the saving of their souls, is the work of the Spirit of Christ in their hearts, and is ordinarily wrought by the ministry of the Word, by which also, and by the administration of sacraments and prayer, it is increased and strengthened. So, the grace of faith, whereby the elect are enabled to believe to the saving of their souls, Hebrews 10:39, which we just read for the shorter catechism, we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul, is the work of the Spirit of Christ in their hearts. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you are saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The grace of faith, whereby the elect are enabled to believe, is ordinarily wrought by the ministry of the Word. Romans 10:14, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By which also, and by the administration of the sacraments and prayer, faith is increased and strengthened. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Acts 20:32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Romans 4:11, and He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which He had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Luke 17:5. And the apostles said unto the Lord, Increase our faith. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. Question 73 of the larger catechism fits in here, but it also fits in under justification. The question is, how does faith justify a sinner in the sight of God? The answer, faith justifies a sinner in the sight of God not because of those other graces which do always accompany it, or of good works that are the fruits of it, nor as if the grace of faith or any act thereof were imputed to him for his justification, but only as it is an instrument by which he receiveth and applieth Christ and his righteousness. We read the proof texts under justification, so we'll just continue back to the Confession of Faith, chapter 14, the Faith, section 2. By this faith, a Christian believes to be true whatsoever is revealed in the Word, for the authority of God Himself speaking therein, and acts differently upon that which each particular passage thereof contains, yielding obedience to the commands, trembling at the threatenings, and embracing the promises of God for this life and that which is to come. But the principal acts of saving faith are accepting, receiving, and resting upon Christ alone for justification, sanctification, and eternal life by virtue of the covenant of grace. Okay, let's look at the proof texts. This is a pretty important passage, because a pretty important section of the confession, because a lot of people claim to have faith, and it's actually presumption. They're simply presuming that God is going to grant them entrance to heaven when they die, and yet they really have not the faith that's described here. So let's look at it carefully. By this faith, by a saving faith, a Christian believes to be true whatsoever is revealed in the Word, for the authority of God Himself speaking therein. In other words, he believes what's in the Bible, and believes it because it's God speaking. John 4:42, And said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. 1 John 5:10, He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Acts 24:14, But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets. So true faith, because justifying faith is wrought by the ministry of the Word, you don't really have faith unless you believe the Word, since that's what, according to the confession, is what God uses to bring about justifying faith, the message, the record, the law and the prophets. Okay? But not only believes it, but acts differently upon that which each particular passage thereof contains, yielding obedience to the commands, trembling at the threatenings, and embracing the promises of God for this life and that which is to come. So let's look first at yielding obedience to the commands. Romans 16:26. But now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. In other words, true faith yields obedience to the commands and trembles at the threatenings. Isaiah 66:2, For all those things hath mine hand made, and those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Also, embraces the promises. Embraces is a big word. Embraces the promises of God for this life and that which is to come. Hebrews 11:13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. And if you look at Hebrews 11, embracing means acting. It means moving in terms of the promises. And 1 Timothy 4:8, for bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. So, yielding obedience to the commands, trembling at the threatenings, embracing the promises, acting differently upon that which each particular passage thereof contains. But the principal acts of saving faith are accepting, receiving, and resting upon Christ alone for justification, sanctification, and eternal life by virtue of the covenant of grace. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Acts 15:11, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ we shall be saved, even as they. Section 3 of chapter 14 of Saving Faith. This faith is different in degrees, weak or strong, may often in many ways assailed and weakened, but gets the victory, growing up in many to the attainment of a full assurance through Christ, who is both the author and finisher of our faith. So, the faith is different in degrees, some weak, some strong. Hebrews 5:13 and 14, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Romans 4:19 and 20, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Matthew 6:30, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Matthew 8:10, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. This faith, differing in degrees, may often and many ways be assailed and weakened, but gets the victory. Luke 22:31 and 32, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. 1 John 5:4 and 5, for whatever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This faith is assailed, but gets the victory, growing up in many to the attainment of a full assurance through Christ. Hebrews 6:11 and 12. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of Father and of Christ. So, growing up to many into the attainment of a full assurance through Christ, who is both the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. A little bit long today, but we completed the entire chapter on saving faith, and that means that tomorrow, on day 53, we'll be able to look and begin at the doctrine of repentance unto life.